Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Wherever you're listening around the world, a very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here's today's news about electric cars and the future of transport. It's Martin Lee here, and this is your EV News Daily for Friday, the 16th of February, 2018. Well, it was a bit of an epic podcast yesterday, so I thought I'll keep things shorter today. But I can't cut it down to any less than the stories we've got. It's been another really busy day. Firstly, we're going to kick off with a Tesla triple whammy, and I try not to do too much Tesla news or even put it first, because there's so many brilliant Tesla podcasts out there. My favourite, you know, I've talked about Ryan before, Ryan McCaffrey, with his Ride the Lightning podcast. You must go check that out. It's brilliant. And Rob's Tesla Daily podcast, also excellent, by the way, and well worth subscribing to. But we'll kick off with a perfect trifecta of Tesla news. First of all, the Tesla Roadster hasn't been seen much since its launch, apart from stopping in Malibu and Tesla insisting it was definitely not a breakdown, even though it looked quite broken down from the photographs. It definitely wasn't. Well, that just changed with an appearance. Tesla have put their brand new Roadster on show behind barriers, though. You can't get too close to it at their headquarters, actually, in San Francisco. Second piece of Tesla news, as for the Model 3, well, Bloomberg have created a tracker, an online tracking system, which Bloomberg claim give you a steer on production rates. Now, they take... Now, we're recording this in the UK, so we do have kind of vehicle registration numbers, but in the USA, you have your VIN numbers, and they seem to be tracking these. I don't fully understand it, so apologies if I get it wrong. From what I understand, manufacturers have to register a batch of VIN numbers, which they're going to use at some point in time. So Bloomberg are comparing when those are registered in batches for the Model 3 compared to when each car, each individual car, is eventually registered as going on the roads. Now, from that, they predict 1,025 cars per week at the moment for the Model 3. That is something which they say is a work in progress. They're asking for people who are Model 3 buyers and have had delivery to also get in contact to verify data. We'll put a link to it in the, as we always do, in the description of the podcast. And finally, we heard today that 300,000 Teslas have been produced, which still puts them behind Nissan, but I reckon they'll be overtaking them soon. Now, how do we know that? Because Tesla don't announce those kind of things out of nowhere. They always wait for their quarterly results, and we just had one of those not so long ago. Well, this is to do with a letter that was sent to investors, because there's going to be a vote, a shareholder a vote soon on Elon Musk's remuneration package. They have pointed out that he's hit 9 of the last 10 targets that he had, and one of those targets was 300,000 Teslas produced. So even though they didn't overtly say this is the news by saying he's hit 9 of the 10, they're pretty much saying we've hit that 300,000. So that's, although not official, has been worked out by Fred and the team at Electrek, who are just stunning at finding these kind of things out. And on to something else then. Our next story is about BMW, who are making significant investments in battery technology, which they say are going to give them an advantage over others, with promising signs of solid-state batteries working in the lab, although not quite in production yet. The Munich-based company, doing its own R&D at a newly built centre, talking to Autocar magazine, Ian Robertson from BMW said this: "We believe that the next few steps in development will turn batteries from a commodity into something delivering more of a technical advantage. Ultimately," he continues, "that advantage will probably even out again, but there will be a period where the battery capacity will become the defining factor in choice," end quote. That's interesting. The guy at BMW saying, actually, whoever gets these solid-state batteries working first into production, reliable, performing how they want to, and BMW are spending, much like we talked about Dyson on yesterday, today's podcast. Not quite ready. BMW saying the same thing. In the lab, working great. Production, not quite yet. Proving, well, actually not quite yet. The exact phrase he used, this chap from BMW, incredibly difficult. But they'll get there. And he says whoever gets there first will get that first mover advantage. Well, let's head down under. New Zealand and the Kiwis are getting electrified with the launch of their first all-EV car sharing scheme. It's called Yugo, and 100 electric cars are going to be launched in a total of 10 hubs with 100 chargers in Christchurch in New Zealand. Customers are going to have a choice of a BMW i3 or a Hyundai Ioniq. You can rent them for $15 an hour. And I predict this will be seen in many major cities all around the world. If it's not already operating where you are, major car sharing schemes going electric. You know, if you do car sharing, you can get into the car remotely now, either via the app or there's a little RFID sensor on the screen and you can wave your membership card at the car and it unlocks the doors. Even better, if those car parking spaces, and where I work in London, in the middle of Soho in London, there's loads of these around, the car parking spaces reserved for car sharing clubs only. Well, if they have an EV charging point next to them, and whenever you finish your car sharing hour, 2 hours, one day, whatever you need a car for, put the car back on charge. That's one less thing to worry about. You pick up your car, it's fully charged, you pay by the hour. By the standards of the young people that I work with, 39 is cracking on a bit. The early 20-somethings and the graduates that I work with are definitely of a generation where they don't want to own anything. They don't own CDs because they're Spotify. They would never buy a DVD because there's Netflix and Amazon Prime. And they don't think that they're going to buy a car because of car sharing. It's a very London thing, by the way, because where do you park it? And it's so expensive, all those kind of things. Slightly different outside of the capital here in the UK. But car sharing, watch that. It's going to be really interesting with EVs. Well, the Geneva Motor Show is coming in March, and some significant EV activity to watch out for. You hear me banging on about the Jaguar I-Pace because I think it's this year's most exciting car. Well, maybe that's the Nissan Leaf. I don't know, I'm torn. The I-Pace looks gorgeous, although it's super expensive. That gets its official reveal. We see the inside, and without that funky livery, finally. But also, Mercedes will be unveiling the EQ range at the Geneva Motor Show, and we'll see more about where they're going with that. And talking about unveiling things at Geneva, VW are getting in on the act as well. They'll be unveiling their visions for electric cars and confirming some more of those design choices they've been making, because we've seen the concept cars already and we know they're coming in 2019. VW today, though, say they've been looking to Apple for their design language. Now, this is VW's design lead, Klaus Bischoff. And according to Reuters News, he said this: "We're currently redefining the VW values for the age of electrification. What's at stake is to be as significant, purist, and clear as possible, and also to visualize a new architecture." That could have been Steve Jobs saying those words 10, 15 years ago about gorgeous new Apple products. And VW will announce more and show us more at Geneva. That's the motor show coming in early March. We'll start counting down to that on the podcast. Ferrari are making noises about their future EV plans again. And this time, well, quite literally, because the head of Ferrari, Sergio Marchionne, as he's Italian, it has to be said like that, of course, has been saying that the Ferrari electric car, which when it eventually comes, he says will be the first supercar, so he probably hasn't been looking at Rimac. But according to AutoEvolution.com, he says this Ferrari EV will sound like a proper Ferrari. And by that, he means a naturally aspirated V12 engine, gas-guzzling, hyper-performance supercar, powered by batteries, that'll sound like a V12. Okay, can't wait to hear what he's thinking about. It's going to sound like a V12. Okay, good luck with that. And finally, the Renault Electric Vehicle Experience Centre is opening in Stockholm. It's a brand new concept store which aims to educate the public about EVs, driving electric cars, and answer the common questions they have about them. There's more planned in other locations as well. This story coming via cleantechnica.com. They say that thanks to the physical and digital journey that's been designed for this store, visitors can familiarise themselves with the practicalities of electric mobility. And that's interesting. If you want to buy an electric car, but you don't fancy going along to a typical car dealer, because typical car dealers, well, they pretty much suck. However, if you can go along to an experience centre in a shopping centre where there's only electric cars on sale, and they're not selling you a car there and then, but you can go and drive Renaults and you can talk to somebody about, oh, how do I charge it and how quickly does it charge and all those kind of questions, they're hoping to convert more people to buy their EVs. I told you it was a packed podcast today. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. We'd love to spread the word about electric cars. So please do share this with one person who might be interested. A reminder, get all of our previous podcasts on iTunes whilst you're there. Subscribe for free to get them automatically. We'd love you to rate and review if you can on iTunes. Really helps out us going up those iTunes charts. And news, if you have an Amazon Echo, be one of the first to download our brand new Alexa skill. Search either the Amazon Prime app or the Alexa app for EV News Daily. Three different words, and it'll add it as a flash briefing, so you can ask your Alexa device to play your flash briefing, and then you get this. Well, come and say hi on Twitter at EV News Daily. Have a great day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now it's the final days of our Everything's on Sale event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses. Our Memorial Day event ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.